Sego. My real name is Gonosanowe. Ogondena ne wa get saying that. Anandegega ne wa gon wet jump de. What I just said was I'm made from the earth of the Onondaga Eel clan. From the Onondaga Nation, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Sorry, I'm very, very exhausted right now. So you're gonna have to excuse me if I'm not quite as projected as would be ideal in this situation. I as well am not very favorable of panel style. Even this, honestly, this is, I'm very uncomfortable with this idea that I stand here and you all sit and stare at me. This is very unnatural way for us to interact with each other. And it's very colonial. And for the sake of time and energy, I would suggest that despite these rather unideal circumstances, we work with what we have, but that we acknowledge, that we take that time to acknowledge the reality of that colonialism, that colonization infiltrates our life in many, many different forms. It is not just this system, the streets, politics, and paper. It's our relationships to one another. It's how you're even taking in this information. You know, like, I mean, are you listening to me? Or are you taking notes, for instance? My people, we come from an oratorial history, right? We didn't have notes. We brought it in here. And what we translated came from here. Thus, our history, our culture, was never something that was stagnant. It was never something that lived as a dead entity passed on through documents, but rather was a rather living, breathing entity that was translated through one's personal experience and personal relationship to that culture. And culture not being something that's over there that you practice, you know, when it's time to do ceremony, ritual, or to dress in your clothing, your regalia. It was something, it's a value-based and principle-based way of living your life. And I think Gista Leo, she said, addressed a lot of the larger issues that we see each other relating on. And for me, I kind of feel like what I'd like to do is take some time to acknowledge things that are occurring beneath the surface of what I see happening in our activist communities. I actually have just spent the last 48 hours looking after my 95-year-old grandmother, who is healthier than probably 89% of this room. No, actually, sorry, 97% of the people in this room, she's healthier than. And being able to engage in that with her, with my mother, and realizing that a piece of that experience takes me away from these circles, takes me away from this part of our work. However, does it take away from this struggle? Does it take away from this resistance? To me, that work that I do, that time that I spend, that quality of relationship that I build with my matriarch, that's me living my culture today. That's a little bit of me decolonizing what has been taken away from me. I come from a matrilineal society. My entire identity is defined by those two women that I've just spent the last 48 hours with, not being sure whether one of them is going to still be with me today. And to me, these are the kind of moments that we really take for granted in this movement. And especially speaking about women and our role in these movements, that's often very much taken for granted. And one of the things that Gista Leo brought up was that it was very much women who were at the forefront of our struggle with the reclamation. They were the initiators. Well, you know, something else that I've always noticed, and I've noticed this across the board, that those moments when we are faced with that crisis, when the guns are being pointed, when we know that the guns are hidden behind them? Shields. Who are the ones who organically seem to just step out in front? Amongst my people, it's the women. Now, I was raised to believe, and this also considering that we've had 500 years of colonization greatly influence how our culture, what our culture looks like and how we practice it today. Some of the things that I have been taught are that women do not have a place on the front lines of war. And I can understand this way of thinking because it's rooted in this idea that we are precious, we are to be protected. We're the seed of creation. When you talk about defending the land, you talk about defending the earth, you talk about defending life, you also need to be considering that that includes women. Because you're talking about creation when you are talking about those things. You're talking about the creative life energy that we all need to survive. Why are we engaging in any of this? Why are we saying we want to go and smash something? That place to me, when we talk about, I often bring up this idea of loving rage. You know, there's this idea out there that somehow anger is entirely rooted in a place of fear, and so therefore any expression of anger, show of force, or any kind of voice of dissent is somehow needing to be pacified for the sake of peace and love, when really it was just everything inside of that experience of peace and love that drove you to strike back when you realize that what is so incredibly precious and important and sacred, so much so that you cannot tolerate it being destroyed any longer, you have no choice but to strike back. I'm an Ongwe Hongwe person, and I feel very strongly that there needs to be a place for that in this movement. I've seen some of the most incredible and powerful stories and experiences come from those moments, and they looked very different, every single one of them. And in my experience and in my life, the ones that I often see at the forefront, and even myself in moments where it wasn't even necessarily a choice, it just had to happen, we were the ones jumping out there first in front of those same men. Now that's one environment that we exist in together. But make it clear to yourselves that it is not the only environment that we exist in together as men and women. We're the balance and the energy of this earth. We exist together in our homes. We exist together in these movements. And oftentimes it goes unspoken. The effect that you, all these men here, have on us within these movements, and how much we need to know that you're our allies and that you're on our side. And I don't just mean when you're standing up here speaking, and I don't just mean when you're out there holding a sign, and I don't just mean when you're out there throwing a brick. I mean every moment. I mean in every relationship, in every single day, regardless of her choice, regardless of who she is, you treat every single woman as sacred and precious. Because if you are here to protect this earth and you see yourself driven to do this work, that you see this as going hand in hand, they are not separate things. You do not see women as being separate from the earth, because that's what we are, the seat of creation. And if there's anything that my culture, my ancestors are teaching me now, this is what is coming through in my blood, is that there's no other truth than that. Creation, life, what else is there? So I think that's maybe all I have to say right now. Thank you very much for listening.